Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnistry Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your host, King Baby Duck. Say, do you remember when only straight people like me could get married? Gosh, those were some weird times. Seriously, I am so happy with the Supreme Court's decision to legalize same-sex marriage all throughout the United States. Equal rights for all couples, baby! Woo! This was a day that our country has been slowly building towards to ever since the day my great state of Massachusetts made it legal for couples in the LGBT community to gain the same rights as straight people, or as some Tumblr folk may want to call us, them cisgendered heteros. Sorry, try not to make jokes here, but you know what? I'm glad I'm alive to see this, and I'm sure many people, be it gay and lesbian couples or straight supporters, feel exactly the same way. Now, the reason why I didn't talk about it last week was because by the time the announcement had been made, I already had episode 93 in the can. So, yeah, kind of went the lazy route and decided to wait until the following week to talk about it. My bad. Again, E3 recovery is a bitch. And speaking of bitches, when are these politicians going to stop yapping about how gay marriage is going to be bad for the country? Last time I checked, Canada is still standing strong with their hockey, maple syrup, and kids in the hall reunion tours, and they've had legalized same-sex marriage since 2008. My point is this. If you disagree with the Scottish's decision, or even worse, think your state's court can overpower the most prominent court in the country, then you will be on the wrong side of history. The fight is over, but the opponents that are beaten and battered into a bloody ball of bullshit still want to go another round. Throw in the towel, you religious zealots who misquote ancient texts just so it can fit with your own goddamn status quo. Give up! You've lost! And if you can't accept that, then there's the door. But yes, homophobia and transphobia isn't going to disappear with a wave of a magic wand. Hell, racism is still going on 50 years after the Civil Rights Movement. It's always going to exist, sadly. Because, you know, some people are just too stupid to accept people for who they are, who they love, what they believe in, or even which gender they are. If we as a human race are going to survive, we need to cooperate with one another. We need to listen to one another. And we need to offer a hand to those in need whose voices are still being drowned out by idiocy and backwards thinking individuals. And if we do that, then I think we're going to be okay. Yeah, I think that's about it for my annual equal rights soapbox speech. Sorry about that. I know you're here for some great music and things in the gaming and anime realm. I just really wanted to speak my piece on this most historic moment in this great country of ours. So let's get right into this week's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these great artists, you can grab just about all these albums and EPs from cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. We're going to open up the show with a new track from Tokyo Performance Doll, and if you are familiar with the anime Ultimate Otaku Teacher, then this will be familiar to you. Here's Dreaming.
People put your guns on us, so let the round up. Has to be my work, let's blow guns shop. Run me some sources, somebody bow. Here comes some boy, call the guy, he kill. She got tired of the moon, I'm out of the road. For the land of the man, I got what's up, but I'm not that. What's up, I'm not the man, I won't bang, don't know, go, 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 go. One time, for your mind, he can look out on the world.
Take my toes out, it's no time, no. Get a guy coming, nobody move, my car, no.
Start.
Ring, ring, hop, hop, super gun shooter. No boy can this, we hop, that's a like a free, free, down, down. He could let my go free. Oh, please, had a guy, but please, so same, same, chop, chop, kicking a gun, grab, grab. My star, you don't say that, it's what danceable. Rock, 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 yo, body, body, you been, I come out of good beans, up to shooting.
Hey, 神だ神の水を知る祈りなし光臨界神と神ヒットリキリキリ開くキラー生き残るために逃げるトリガーセットアップしてフルメタルジャケットテンパップしてテンターだワンダツー新しい世界へブランドニューワンダツーツーハンシューター進展してミスト3温度切り替え再実時空の運動外じゃないが外地が流れる白い旗上げても止まらないでポン火災加速するまだ Can't get any harder このカラーだバラバラなんだこれからだまだまだ
Player 3 Start
ほらスタートでいこうやつは特にパブリックエネミー俺の目は不安の煙に流れずまずはファブリー今現在議論不安わがままだけのプラン頭の中に勇敢だフィスビー届かず信念バーンサイレンなり響く頭の中で誰もが待っていたぜ希望君がヒーローつなげると思うつ立て立てを立て立てトライドロコン避けること
Layer 4 start.
Yo, サフライのガンダーここのハンターだ Continue that you are the law お前のバンダー S4S yes チェックとデスペースポッポッとツッタンテレバサドンデスナイスアタック Yeah, ナイスディフェンス必要なのはそうサバイバルのセンス Yo, いきなりキロー Here we go, here we go アイスコメイクでお前がヒーロ
Shooter from 2004's Galaxy single, sadly out of print, so if you can find it anywhere, go and grab it. And joining me right now are the co-founders of Zone 2 Games, who are currently working on their debut card game called Outchasers. Please welcome Cooper Hendricks and Nick Grieco.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Did I pronounce the last name correctly, Nick?
Yeah, you got mine. I think... messed up Cooper's.
Is it Hendricks or Heinrichs? Or is it Heinrichs?
Yeah, it's Heinrichs.
Heinrichs, alright. Okay. So, first and foremost, how did Zone 2 Games get its start?
Well, it's kind of a long story. We originally met at music school, actually. And then we were in bands together. And then we were into a bunch of geeky stuff. And ended up deciding to try and make our own game. So that's really how it started.
So when you were said you were in a band, well, you were in music school, like, were you guys in a band? What was it that you guys were doing at music school?
Playing a lot of video games.
We should have been practicing.
Yeah. We met at Berkeley, and I was there for contemporary writing and music production, which is like pop songwriting, basically. And Coop, where were you? Music business?
Yeah, I was doing music business, and then playing guitar. We were trying to be in bands, you know, write some emo rock stuff together.
Yeah.
And play shows, and yeah, and we just were playing a bunch of games on the side, and that's how we really clicked and became friends.
Yeah.
So then after school, we ended up splitting up. I moved back to Colorado, where I'm originally from.
And I'm still in Boston.
Yeah, so then after a while, we decided to try something for a card game, and so we ended up working online through a platform called Lackey, and we made prototypes for the card game and just played across the country online, just over and over and over, and trying new things, making up rules, and really that's how we started it.
Really? That's awesome. So where did the idea for Outtasters come from? What influenced its creation?
Well, we'd always been fans of Magic and Hearthstone and really any of the bigger card games. Nick has done some more competitive card game playing, and we just wanted to, you know, try our hand at it, and we're both really into giant robots, Transformers, and Zipstrim, and really anything like that. So we figured that was the direction we wanted to take it.
We spent like months just like looking at pictures of robots on Pinterest, just trying to figure out like what we really wanted as far as like imagery and everything like that.
And then I was lucky enough to meet our artist. Our artist's name is Brett Nienberg. I was lucky enough to meet him through a friend in Denver. And he's a really experienced concept artist who's worked in the Colorado video games industry.
Awesome.
He just has spent years doing it and then just decided to quit, you know. And he's got this really high-level professional style, and he really could go work anywhere, but he's just wanting to do his own thing freelance, and so we were lucky enough to work with him for this project. So yeah, we're really thankful to have such amazing art done by him. So
yeah, so I wanted to ask, like, how did you guys decide what was the right visual style for Outtasters? Because I'm sure he must have had a lot of different prototypes for what the characters and the cars were going to look like.
Yeah, well, I remember Cooper telling me about him and like showing me a bunch of his artwork. So when we decided to actually like go forward with bringing him on board with everything, we were kind of just ready to suggest like slight directions, but kind of let him do his own thing.
As far as the rest of the card game, it's really expensive to do a ton of art. And so that kind of put us in a spot where we're trying to save, you know, we're not doing full illustrations on every card, just so we can do this ourselves. We're really it's just us, you know, us two and then our artist, and that's really all we have working on it, and really all the backing we have. I spent a lot of time last year working web development and just saved up all my money and spent it all on this. So I'm trying to just get it all looking professional, but not necessarily all illustrated. So that kind of put us in a spot where we're trying to do a very like empty, open style. So there's no backgrounds. It's got these cool like white, it's empty, like minimalist feel to it.
Right.
And so that's, yeah, I think it's something that sets us apart, and it also really helps us, you know, finish this project. So
nice. So can you explain to our listeners how you play Outtasters?
Yeah, so basically Outtasters revolves around starting the game off with everybody has this like uses the same deck of cards and splits them up by picking one pilot out of six and one mech out of six, and using them together to create combos with all of the equipments that are in the deck. And there's 48 equipment cards that can be used by any of the pilots or mechs, and they're divided up between the two players, whether it's random splitting, like dealing them out, or drafting them between each other. and basically you just set up your mech with equipment and battle it out turn-based.
Yeah, it's really interesting because a lot of the card games out today use resources like Magic or Hearthstone where you're, you know, tapping lands or you have your mana crystals. And our game doesn't have that, and I think that's one of the things that really sets it apart. We have our main cards are called equipment, and you can play them in two different ways. The first way, you can play it vertically, which is like a strike. It's called, that's what we call it in the game, is striking. But it's like a one-off spell that you discard after you use it. And the other way you can do it is you can turn it sideways and then equip it to your mech. So that makes every card really a big decision in your hand. And like every single one does something different depending on which way you play it. So that's one of our unique mechanics. And then one of the other unique mechanics we have is called charge. So it's funny, while we've been playing this and testing it with people, they can't really come up with a game that it's similar to. But then I heard someone say that it's very similar to Bravely Default.
Ooh.
And that's a really good comparison, because our charge mechanic lets you skip actions, so it's like defaulting, kind of playing defensively, and saving up for later, and then you can kind of unload on someone later. You can spend your charges to use a bunch of actions and to use your pilot ability and stuff like that. So,
nice. I noticed on your updates page you mentioned I think the equipment known as Geo, Pyro, and Electro. That's part of the equipment, correct?
Yep. Those are our types.
So how do these affect your gameplay? Does like one have an advantage over another?
So basically, they each have their own identity. So Geo is a little bit more defensive, and then they're better as armors generally, but they also have some other cool things. Like there's a mechanic called cores in the game. So like when you're fighting, you have your mech, and then the enemy has their mech. But between you are these crystals called cores, and basically you can spend your charge to buy those, and those will make your certain card types stronger. So one card will make your Geo attacks stronger, or one will make your Pyro attacks stronger in that way. So anyway, Geo works really well with cores like that. Our Electro works really well attacking, and then using what we have, we have a trap mechanic, so they're really good at that. And then Pyro is really aggressive, so they use a lot of striking. And they do a lot of damage, but they don't really have much defense.
Awesome. So, you know, as someone like myself who is still somewhat of a rookie in regards to card games, will Outchasers be the type of card game that's going to be easy to jump into?
We like to think so. the rules are pretty straightforward up front. I think we worked really hard to try to create very simplistic solutions to teaching people how to play. But the strategy comes with getting to know the cards and playing it a lot, and being able to come up with cool synergies like with between the cards and the mechs and the pilots. So your first game, you know, all of the rules are very basic, but being able to win consistently is, you know, part of learning the game.
Yeah, we really tried to make something simple as far as what you do during your turn. A lot of card games, they'll say, now you have your untap phase, now you have your, you know, strategy phase, and then it just goes through all the stuff. Our game has, on your turn, you play a card from your hand, then you attack with your mech, and that's it.
All right, cool. So, yeah, so, that sounds very easy to play.
Yeah, yep. So that, just that basic piece really is really easy to pick up, and then as you go, there's little things you add to it that really twist it and make it interesting every time.
The mechanics behind having charges allows you to take additional actions, and being able to harness the charges is where the strategy really comes into play, and where you'll be able to do way more per turn. So,
alright, very cool. So, you guys recently premiered Outchasers over at Denver Comic Con. Can you tell us how the reaction was to the game?
Yeah, the reaction was really good, and it was really encouraging. It's hard when you make something, you know, you kind of have it in your shop, and you think it's good, but then, I don't know, it's so nerve-wracking to bring it out and really show it to people and potential, you know, people who might actually buy it, who would want to play. And it went really, really well. We played it over 100 times. And for a game like that, it's when you are designing it, you can come across hiccups, just random ones that happen. You know, like through testing and We actually didn't hit anything that we really didn't see. So we had some wording problems, but everything went really smoothly, and people really seemed to like it. You know, people wanted to buy it right there. People wanted to keep playing. We had a ton of people come back, bring their friends back, and it was just really, really awesome to see. I'm really thankful and really excited about it. So, yeah, it went really well.
So do you have any plans to show it up at future conventions, like at the Boston Festival of Indie Games?
We do, yes. We applied for the Boston Festival of Indie Games. We're currently in phase two of judging. So hopefully we get accepted there. We made it
that'd be
first
great.
Round. And then we're doing first play testing at Gen Con. And then I'm doing stuff around Colorado. I'm doing a Steam Fest. It's a maker's fair at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. So we got some stuff planned. Nothing quite as big as Gen Con, but yeah.
Right.
We're excited.
Now, do you guys have
Gen Con's going to be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you guys have an official release date yet for Outchasers?
We don't. Not yet. What we're trying to do is finish out the card game. So right now we're working on the smaller things like the instructions and the box art and making sure people can play the game without us teaching it, which is really hard for something like this. And then we're taking the game to Kickstarter. And when we do that, we're just looking for printing costs so we can print the physical copies and then get them sent out. So once that's all set, we can talk to manufacturers and then really get a set release date.
Awesome. So for our listeners out there who are still curious about the game, like, why should people give Outchasers a try? Like, please pitch them why they should play this game.
So Outchasers is an awesome game, really for any people of any age. There's a ton of strategy to it, and just a ton of replayability. You can play pilots and mechs in any combo. You can play the cores in any combo. There's actually 10 in the deck, and you only play 5, and they're different every game. And then you can play with the equipments a different way. So you can draft the equipments. You can play random. You can play elemental battles where someone picks Electro, someone picks Pyro, someone picks Geo, and you fight it out that way. And so what we really were going for is if you're tired of playing Magic or Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Pokemon and buying boosters every single release, in Magic it's just ramping up even faster now. Where if you want to keep up with the game, you're going to spend so much money. So if you're really tired of that, but you want an interesting card game, then Outchasers is a really good choice. We're also going to be doing free-to-play stuff. So once you buy the set, we're going to be releasing free pilots online, so you can just print them out. Free cores online, you can just print them out, and then eventually expand the game after that. So
excellent. Cooper, Nick, thank you so much for joining me here on No Borders, No Race. For our listeners, where's the best place there people can find out more information on Outchasers?
Basically all social networks. You can find us at Outchasers on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.com/Outchasers. And you can sign up for our mailing list at www.outchasers.com.
Nick Cooper, thank you again so much, and please keep me posted on if you guys wind up coming to the Boston Festival of Indie Games to show this off.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Not a problem. Up next, we've got the title track from The Rapture's 2006 album, which served as theme song for the recent episode of Tales from the Borderlands. This is Pieces of the People We Love.
Don't try to tell me that my intentions are untrue.
Album. And if you haven't checked yet, listen to our audio interview I just posted recorded at this past year's Anime Boston. As a game journalist, I like to do my best to keep my finger on the pulse of our local developer community. This is why I have been attending some events known as Playcrafting Boston, where these hub-based game creators get to show off what they are working on next. I attended one such event last week, and I was taken by surprise by two of the titles that were shown off at the event. Not that the others weren't any good, they were. I just wanted to focus on a couple particular ones that I think players everywhere are going to want to check out. The first one is called Mondrian, Abstraction is Beauty, from the folks over at Lantana Games. This breakout-inspired title goes a more educational route, with the distilled art style taking center stage. You can play it slow, medium, or fast, with each one adding either a more difficult challenge or certain kind of slow jam help me drift me off to sleep mode that serves to relax you. There are even different paddles, from your usual to shooter to even a triangular one that will send your ball flying in many directions. Its visual style is really cool, ranging from the old school arcade modes from the 1970s and the DOS and Game Boy era graphics to even something just a little bit more modern. Decking It is a cool soundtrack that changes depending on the speed you choose to play. As I was playing Mondrian on slow, the score had a sort of Nujabes meets Tsubamoto melody to it, and very cool and soothing to the ears. It's a great game that's both fun and easy on the eyes and ears. You can grab Mondrian Abstraction is Beauty later next month on Steam for PC. The other game I got to witness, although sadly not able to try, was Mind the Safe, where the object of the game was to break in and steal some valuables using telekinetic powers. You can use this technique to open doors, snoop around for guards, and even distract them using objects in your nearest vicinity. Of course, you need to be careful not to use too much of your powers, as it takes a bit for it to refill. But if you play your cards right, you may just go down as one of the slickest criminals in history. Like I said, was not able to try out Mind the Safe, but the presentation of it looked marvelous. Some great gameplay that seemed like a mix of Beyond Two Souls and a bit of Counter Spy, and a nice comic book styled appearance for those who are fans of the underrated 13 game, or XII as some people might read it as. Not exactly sure when that one is coming, but please keep your eyes peeled for Mind the Safe in the not-so-distant future. So yes, a great event put on by Playcrafting Boston. Got to meet a couple other game developers there, and even ran into a familiar face or two from the previous event. Now, these Playcrafting events happen around Boston and sometimes even in New York. So if you want more information, go to playcrafting.com and please check out one of these events. You may be surprised by what you discover. Here's a song from Last Alliance's 2008 record, The Sun, and it goes by the name of Cloud of Scar.
I'm gonna go
Version of Glamorous Indie Rock and Roll by The Killers. They re-recorded the song for their Sawdust record, but for some reason I love the original better. And if you haven't, check out frontman Brandon Flowers' new album, The Desired Effect. It's really good. As a lot of people may know, I am excited with the upcoming launch of Yo-Kai Watch on 3DS in America. The game is huge in Japan, and I know it has a great chance of being a hit on our shores. So I got incredibly stoked that the anime series will be airing in America later this fall on Disney XD, joining the ranks of Doraemon and Gravity Falls. Later on, a video of the opening theme song was posted by either Disney or Hasbro, one of the two. I couldn't remember. And, it went like this.
Causing you problems, messing up your hair. They'll trip you up, give you a flat tire, or make your socks go missing in the dryer. Yo-kai make mischief anywhere, and you may not even believe they're there. Let me introduce you to my friend. He's found a way to connect with them. He's got a
yo-kai watch.
He's gonna build a supernatural entourage. He can talk to the spirits. He doesn't have to fear it, and they're always gonna hear it, 'cause you know he's got a yo-kai watch.
Yo-kai watch.
He can talk to the spirits. He doesn't have to
theme song in the history of TV theme songs. Worse than that One Piece rap. Worse than Sonic X or Kirby right back at you. Worse than that fucking Cars for Kids jingle. Okay, that song is still the worst thing ever my ears have ever heard. But for a show that is odds are going to become a worldwide phenomenon, this is bad. Couldn't they have played the original Japanese version? Kids these days don't give a shit about what language the theme song is, so long as it's cool and catchy. That's why Naruto went back to the Japanese themes after like a season or two, because they were so awesome. Or why didn't they just license another band's song? Hasbro has a good relationship with like Aquabats, so why not those guys? In fact, the Aquabats would be perfect for Yo-Kai Watchers. They face off against monsters and spirits all the goddamn time! So, Sensei Hasbro, I beg of you, take this filthy piece of theme song, Fecal Matter, bury it 6 feet under with grade A cement, and tape it off so people know how they'll have to bear witness to such a disgusting melody. Jesus, I need to get that out of my head, quick. Let me just push the button to play something random. Ripple and...
Haha! Oh, hello, hi, Andrew from Wicked Anime here. Looks like King Baby Duck's gone and lost his marbles, you know, again. So we're gonna give him a bit of a cool-down time, but he'll be back to send the show off in a little bit, maybe. Until then, we're gonna return to the playlist as planned, which I am going to introduce here. So let's see here, it says we got a B-side from the band Noodles that appeared on their Hush Bell single, and its name is 17 Pens. Hope you like it! Okay, bye!
I'm place you go. You go, you go, don't you get shuffled cold. You know, ターミナルは夜空の向こう。 Dream Express 銀河鉄道出発進行。 Let's go! 飲んで飲んで飲んで飲んで飲んで Come on! Japan, Japan でぶっ飛んで Go! 今宵パーティー、君も俺もみんな割りなんて言うわよ。
足で足で俺たちを乗せて星の
2004 album Game, that was Flow with Dream Express. Next month, they'll be releasing a single for their newest track, Niji no Sora, so be sure to check that out as well. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bass Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbassbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com and on Twitter at king_baby_duck. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbassbrigade and facebook.com/landofesh. For all other articles under the gaming, tech, and geek realm, go to egmnow.com/electricsisterhood, and don't forget about the other shows under the Land of Ash, including The Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, The Issues Program, and Structure Network. We're going to end the show with a song from the New Pornographers record, Brill Bruisers, which was number 5 on my top 20 albums list last year. Here's Fantasy Fools. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Dreams of be their secrets, the fortune seekers spinning wheels in the sand, all out of body, out of hand. The planet should redirect the arc of time. It's spread out on the bedspread stained with wine. Dreaming fever, the fortune seekers, what we want.